Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Before we get to my guest, please check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/PaulMercurio. Always posting videos there, and subscribe if you can. Had a steak and cheese egg roll today, so I'm going to walk you through it. It's steak, a lot of cheese, and wrapped in some kind of a egg roll type situation, and then deep fried. That's not enough for you. Maybe we wrap it and bake it. Inject it with nougat and smother it in hot fudge. Because if you give me that, I'm happy to eat that and then just die right there. That's the way to go. So I would recommend it highly. Steak and cheese egg roll. My guest this week, Louis Anderson, famous, great comedian. Comedy Central voted him one of the top 100 comedians of all time. He's got a new book out. Talks about his role playing Christine Baskets on Baskets, playing the mother role. And how he tapped into who his mom is and what she's all about to play that. Just really cool conversation, really funny. Of course, he's Louis. Enjoy it. And please check out the YouTube channel. Very excited to have a great, great stand-up comedian, someone I've seen live several times and always killed. He's an actor and stand-up comedian, named by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-up comedians of all time. I put him number one on that list. He had a really cool Emmy Award-winning Fox series, animated series, Life with Louie, and based on his childhood, and his most recent Emmy is for his co-starring role on Zach Galifianakis' Baskets. And he has a new book out, well, in paperback form. It's Hey Mom, Stories from My Mother, but you can read them too. And it's Louis Anderson. How you doing, Louis?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good. Just trying to... you know, do the COVID thing and social distance and all that good stuff, you know, but I'm good.
I'm hoping your family is well and that Daisy is doing well.
Yes, Daisy, our dog, is she's going to be very confused because we're home all the time and she's so loving it that when we start to have to go back to work.
He sit by the door now, so you'll go.
Right, exactly.
Get out.
She's funny. If she
I need my alone time.
Yeah, she's like, why are you people here all the time? I'm usually peeing in the basement at this time of day. Come on, get out of here. Like, yeah. Do you have any animals? Do you have a dog? Do you have anything?
Oh, you know, I travel so much that, you know, I had dogs for a while, and then I just realized, well, you know, I just can't.
Yeah.
They're so mad at me when I get back, and, you know, I hate those places that watch the dogs. The dogs always, you know, you don't know how they really treat them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, weird. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I love animals, and I'm hoping to do a show with Fox called Tigsley, where I play a talking house cat. So
that's great.
They're interested in the idea, and I knew after I played Christine, it would be hard to play a human.
Yeah, you pretty much, man, what a great character. You know, you said actually, you know, about the character, you know, at 61, getting that part, best part of your life, is what you said. It's obviously a rich character, and you know, I think you said you tapped into your mom and your relationship with your mom, but like, what is it about that character that you love so much, and what were you able to bring to it?
Well, you know, yeah, I always tell people, don't give up. I didn't get my dream part until I was 61, so don't give up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people give up a lot. Why give up? You know, keep going.
Yeah.
Because you have this time, you really believe in yourself, just hang in there, you know? The world, especially in show business, as you know this, you're not in charge of the, when you become successful, you just have to keep working at it. You know, I always tell people the other thing is you can't be prepared enough to become successful. So, you know, just all that is just like extra training. But for this part, you know, I don't know. It happened as such a weird fluke when Louis and Zach and Jonathan Kreisel, the director and creator called me and said, hey, would you do, Zach wants you to play a part in a sitcom. I go, yeah, I'd love to. He goes, we want you to play the mother. And I go, yes, fantastic. And of course, you know, you say yes because you want a job and you want to work with Zach and all the rest of it. All three of those guys are, you know, talented people.
Yeah.
And so, and then they say, you'll be hearing from us. And I got a call about like 3 months later that we're going to shoot the pilot. And I went to Sylmar, California in the like 5 a.m. And went to the wardrobe and picked out the clothes I thought my mom or sisters would wear, and went into the hair, and they put this wig. I had to cut the wig because my head was so big. And then I got the makeup on, and as it was all happening, you know, what happens to you in this particular situation is, you know, they put the lipstick on you last. And when you get that lipstick on, you purse your lips and you look into the mirror and you go, I look pretty good as a woman. And it just happens to you, you know, like gradually. And then what I tried to do quite consciously was leave Louis Anderson in the trailer, you know, before
right.
I went to the set.
Right.
You know, that was
right.
really my conscious, like, hey, let's leave this guy there. And I went up, and just before we shot, I said to Jonathan, hey, I'm not going to change my voice. And then he said, okay. I just thought I didn't want to cartoon the character up. And I just played it real, played it as if I were my mom in some ways and my dad, you know, just parental.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a maternal side that's quite large. You know, I really have a, you know, I'm always worried about people and hope they're doing better.
Mm.
And I did it, and every time I worked on the part, you know, it got better and better, and I opened my heart up more, and I just wouldn't let people call me Louie on the set. You had to call me Christine. And I want people to know it's on Hulu.
Oh, okay, sure, absolutely. And what did you, you know, your book is about your mother, obviously, and you talk about you drew on your mother and playing the part. Like, so what, your mother, I mean, she had 11 kids, but actually 5 died in childbirth, if I read the information correctly. And I mean, it sounds like an amazing woman. What were some of her characteristics that you wanted to bring to Christine?
Well, you know, I thought she had was a reasonable person, and who had, she was colorblind, so she didn't really see people. She never judged people because of their religion or preference or faith or, you know, or their color or anything. She just saw people for who they were. And she always was kind, and she was kind to people. She always said, you know, Louis, always be nice to people because you never know what kind of day they had the day before, the night before. You don't know what they're going through. And I just thought, wow, why are you, you know, when you're a teenager, you go, so what? Who cares?
Yeah.
They don't know what kind of night I had, you know, how that stupid teenage thing we do. But
exactly.
when I did the part, you know, all those things resonated. And then I started thinking about all the things my mom had done for me as a mother. And I came home one day, while I was shooting baskets, and I started writing these letters to my now deceased mom. And geez, Louise, I had so much to say and so many questions to ask. And the book was really cathartic to me. And I wanted her to know I was playing a character based on her from my standpoint, and how important she was to me. You know, all those things you wish you would have said. I always tell people, try to become friends with your parents.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's funny. I've got a lot of issues right now with my mom. She's 93. She's very narcissistic. And I don't talk to her very much, just occasionally to see how she's doing. And so, you know, reading about the book and reading and talking about this, it is bringing some issues to bear for me. And you did say, in a quote, you said, I hope that you read it. Call your mom, have lunch with your mom, breakfast. It doesn't have to be lunch. Do it now. Don't wait like I did. What was it about your relationship with your mom that you couldn't talk to her the way you could through the letters?
Well, I just think, you know, it wasn't set up that way in my relationship with her. I did talk to her at times. We were good friends, but I wish I would have got into the nuts and bolts of why she married my dad, why she sent my sister off to live with a relative, you know, her sister who couldn't have children. You know, I wanted to know that stuff. And why did she stay with dad? And, you know, when he was such a jerk. And, and you know, speaking to your particular thing with the narcissism, you should go to lunch if you can, or go, you know, talk to your mom. When you talk to her, drop all the past if you can. She is who she is. She's not going to change. This is for your benefit. You know, forgiveness is a powerful thing. I always tell people.
I appreciate that, but like...
I understand. I don't want people to do what they don't want to do. So I don't mean that.
Yeah.
I just think you almost have to laugh at it. I mean, I would give your mom, if I were in your situation, I would send her a mirror. And I would... But I would do it, make it jokingly, Mom, so you're never alone.
Well, you know,
because I think you have to laugh at some things. You know, I have a lot of friends. My mom was very vain.
Yeah,
she was very vain. She goes, she'd always say, "How old do you think I look?" And I would, I know, I played right into it. Well, not as old as you are, Mom. Oh, thank you, thank you.
Well, you know, my mother. We grew up in Rhode Island. My brother and my sister live in Rhode Island, and I live in New York City. So usually my mother is with them Christmas Day, but they couldn't have her. So I called her up and said, "Mom, I'm going to have you come down to New York. I'll come get you for Christmas." Without missing a beat, Louis, this was the response. "Mom, I'm going to come and get you, bring you down to New York." Oh, my other kids, they don't want me. They don't, oh, there's a problem. They don't want me. And then she didn't come down and she hung up and she never came down. So your son invites you to your house. I'm sorry. I'm turning your interview into a therapy session for me, but your son invites you for Christmas and you start crying that your other kids don't love you. That's really fucked up.
Yeah. Well, what number are you?
Three. The last one. What number were you?
I was second to the last, so I think what she was doing, was, I mean, first of all, you're right. She should have been really thrilled that you wanted to come and get her.
Yeah.
And, but I would have said, "You're right, Mother. They don't love you anymore. I'm the only one who loves you."
Next time I have an issue like that, I'm going to get your cell and I'm going to call you and you're going to tell me what to say. Because I was so mad. I'm still mad. That's why I don't really want to talk to her right now. It just. But anyway, I don't want to dominate my thing. Your thing with
for your mom, you know, she might just be... You know, she does sound a little crazy. I got to be honest with you.
She is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
a little crazy, but she's alive.
Yeah.
And I support everything you have to do and want to do, but you get the one mother and what can you do? I mean, maybe you should just ask her, "Hey, what's the issue? What's the issue, Mom? Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me for going to New York, Mom?"
Yeah, maybe. I mean, she just won't open up, you know. She won't. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I was a lawyer and investment banker on Wall Street and I quit to be a comedian. And
you go.
I'm not sure she ever should. She's high school educated, but
that must have been a hard one for her. You're such a nice person. Here's what I'll just say, and one more thing on your mom, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure.
How you work this out with your mom will have a huge impact on your kids.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because, and I was curious if you found some things in your upbringing. I know your father was abusive, your mom was a saint and great person, but did you find that there were things in your childhood that you're trying not to do as an adult? Like when I was a child, we always had to work in the furniture business. And if you weren't working and you came home and you're watching TV, my mom came home, she'd make you feel guilty. And I find sometimes I catch myself wanting to say that to my son, but I'm stopping myself. Do you find that there are things that you're trying to...
I try not to butt into people's business like my mom would. And I try not to be mean like my dad would say mean things, you know. Yeah. I've got those all loaded and ready to go, the mean things, because, you know, I'm partly my dad.
Mm.
And so, you know, I really have to work at not being mean. I have to really work at not trying to take care of people too much and get in their business and make them dependent on me. Mm. I think we're all trying to do the same thing, you know. Yeah. I encourage people to buy this book and to write their own letter to their mother to put in the book.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I mean, what is the biggest thing that you took in writing the letters and then the book and then turning it into a book? What is the biggest, if there's one or two really profound things that came to light for you about you or your mom or about humanity or whatever?
Well, first of all, it's that time is not forever. So first of all, it's the fact that, you know, you never think your mom's going to die. You just don't.
Yeah.
That was my first takeaway. My biggest thing is, why was I such a jerk for no reason at times? Why was I so egotistical and self-centered? Mm-hmm. All the things that my mom wasn't in her, you know, always took care of us, always, you know, made sure we had whatever she could give us. And why was I so ungrateful? Mm-hmm. Why was I so petty? You know, that pettiness, that, you know, chip on my shoulder. Well, if you're going to do that, then I'm not going to talk to you. What was wrong with me? Yeah. My mom really wanted to live with me, and I should have really let her live with me. But I thought she'd drive me crazy. And God, I wish I would have let her drive me crazy, for God's sakes. You know, I just think that you don't have to let your mom be abusive to you. And I understand what she did to you and how hurtful that was. But my honest to God thing is forgiveness. You don't have to take any abuse from anyone, but I just, forgiveness is my big takeaway on the book too.
That's great.
I have to forgive myself for being that jerk. You know, I have to forgive my mom for my dad.
Yeah.
And I have to forgive my dad too. So,
how did you come to terms with that with your dad? I mean, that was, you know, he was alcoholic, I believe, and verbally abusive.
Yeah,
I
found out through really some research that my dad had a much worse childhood than I did. So he did a better job than he could have been even worse than he was. I had to let go of that because I didn't need that resentment that eats. They always say there's a great saying in 12-step programs, resentment is the only thing that eats its own container.
Yeah.
I thought that was like, yikes.
Yeah, I know. You're right. It's tough to forgive, and we're all human, and you need to forgive yourself for whatever you felt like you did to your mom, because you're human, and we, you know, we're frail, and we make mistakes. We're not perfect, so you can't expect that of yourself, but...
I want to have you back when we can do some more, because there's so many things I want to talk to you about. But
I think the book is terrific, and the arc of your career has been so great. I remember seeing you on The Tonight Show, and just your patience with your set and your timing, and just how comfortable you are on stage. I can't wish you, and you're such a sweet guy, and I think the book is a really important book. And maybe there's a reason you and I are talking right now, because maybe God put us together to help you help me figure out this mom thing. But everybody should get the book. It's Hey Mom, Stories from My Mother, but you can read them too, Louis Anderson. And please go see him when we're allowed to start doing stand-up again. Go see him. He's brilliant if you haven't seen him live. And it's just a real treat and an honor to have you on the show, man.
Thanks so much. so much. And, you know, tell your mom I said a big hello.
Okay, I will.
I will.
Just say, hey, we found out that my mom was still alive and kicking and wanted to say a big hello.
Okay, I will. Definitely. All right, Louis Anderson, everybody. Thanks, Louis.
Thank you.
All right, there you go, Louis Anderson. Awesome dude. Great. Very funny. Hope you enjoyed it. Check out his book. And if you haven't seen him in baskets, it's amazing. And please check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/PaulMercurio, and go get yourself a steak and cheese egg roll. It'll make you a happy person. See you next week, everybody.